Scott, tremendous afternoon's entertainment for the fans here. As a player, can you look at it with that sort of that sense of perspective, especially bearing in mind conceding that late equaliser?
No, not right now. I thought the boys today, and I think you heard it many times, were a different gear. We had a plan, we had a different formation, and I thought it worked spot on. We broke on them countless amount of times, and they're supposed to be second in the league with a good defence. So it just goes to show what a good team we are when we put our heads down and work hard. And to lose the 3 points as we did right towards the end was is hurting the boys massively in there, because it's becoming, obviously last week was a bit of our mistakes, if you like, at Forest Green. But today, I don't think you can blame anyone for that, barring the three or four officials in black. Like I say, you're not supposed to say much about it. I'm not saying it's up to them, but when it's clear like that, you kind of bang your head against the wall.
Is that Idris being down, injured, and the play not stopping?
So a bit of both. Idris, obviously, is a young kid. Don't matter if he's young or if it was me, 30 years old. The rules that I understand is if a player's down and he's been down for a couple of minutes, is obviously something wrong. Whether or not it's the last minute or the first minute, the ref deserves to stop the game. I'm telling you now, if that was in the 60th minute, that referee would have blown the whistle and stopped the game and got the physio on. But whatever it is, whatever he had in his mind, he didn't. He carried on, and it was there. But the boys are saying it was probably handball as well. He caught it with two hands. I think that's what all the bench was kicking up about, and all the defenders, that's what they're saying. So there was a number of factors in that. But, hey, listen, we go away absolutely fuming the way the game's turned out. But we need to look back on it from tomorrow onwards and look forward and just how well we did play going forward, especially.
Aldershot, as you mentioned, Lincoln are second in the table. You've come here, very nearly nicked all 3 points. How good is this Aldershot Town team?
When we work hard for each other, I think we're a good side. But if we start believing we're a good side, then that's when it comes back to bite us. But today, for me, I was very encouraged the way the boys, they fought for each other. I could see it. We fought every blade of grass. We didn't stop running. We didn't. If someone was out of position, we covered round. We fought, we battled for everything, and that's a good sign for me, because you need that if you're going to do well in leagues. So hopefully we can take that forward into next week at Maxwell.
From a personal point of view, your fifth goal of the season, it looked like it had given Aldershot Town 3 points. Tell us about the goal.
Yeah, I can't really remember how much it happened. I just remember it was coming around. I think it hit a couple of ricochets and deflected by their defender, and they're the perfect ones for me. The side foot's back across the goal. I love them, and luckily it went in the bottom corner. Like you say, you thought it was a winner, but you can never say never in the world of football, especially in this league, with all the factors that are going on. But hey, it's good to get another goal, because it's been four games or something for me. But at the end of the day, it was a great team performance that I believe, and we deserved the win, I think.